Everyone, welcome to the Withering Effect, episode 172. Today's date is June 26, 2023, and I am Duds, or Duds Versus, known to the rest of the interwebs.
And I'm Carl, or you may know me as Carl Rides. What have you been up to recently, Duds?
Lots and lots of my single player series.
Nice.
That being said, it is a streaming series. I have not been the best about putting my VODs on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, the only VODs that take priority are when I'm playing with the Withering Effect Vote VODs. Because if I don't, Carl, the very next day I stream it, will be like, hey, you got that VOD for me?
Yeah, I was sent a message going, where's my file?
I'm going to try to get better at doing that. The biggest problem is I'm working on a storage house. And it's been very, very slow because I'm only spending an hour on it at a time. So, yeah. The design process has been a little bit, and I finally was like, you know what? This would be a lot faster if I just went ahead and moved into the storage unit. If I had everything in front of me, I won't have to keep running back and forth, right?
True, true.
So this weekend, I was like, I'm setting up all these sorters. This was on Saturday around 1:30 p.m. I was like, I'm not getting off of here until all these sorters are set and I'm ready to go, and I can just play.
Nice.
I got off when it was 2 a.m.
Ooh. Games, man, they suck you in. I meant to play an hour of Prison Architect last week, and I ended up playing 6 hours. I don't even know how that happened.
Yeah,
I just looked at the clock and it was 6 hours later, like, what?
For me, I know what happened is this is a very old world. I have a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of different stuff, mind you, because like I don't have a guardian farm or any of that stuff yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I had a lot of stuff. I was setting up a sorter, and then I would just throw everything that pertained to that sorter in the machine so I could watch it work. And then it became okay, we got to stop doing that. And then I would only throw like a stack or two of each item in the machine to make sure it was sorting, and then just hand put it in there. So there might be an item or such that I completely missed in the sorting machine. So I tried to texture this rock face that the build is going to be sitting on, and all I did was make it easier for mobs to climb up and attack me. So I need to redo that. I'm like, man, this looks really good. Holy cow, that's a creeper. And if you watched my stream, was it Friday or was it Wednesday? Did I do a Wednesday stream last week?
Wednesday.
Yeah, because I was starting the sorting machine. I was starting to do it, and I went in the Nether and I got lost. I was like, you know what? I can just fix this. And I threw all myself in my ender chest and jumped around and died, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just watching that stream just made me physically hurt.
Oh, trust me. Streaming that stream made me physically hurt.
Who doesn't know the co-ords of their Nether portal?
Someone who made the world not to go into the Nether. Remember, when I made the world and I did travel in the Nether update hadn't happened yet, so my Nether looked completely different.
Mm.
And I had only recently starting to go back into it. But anyways, a creeper climbed up my wall, and I went to shoot it. I don't have any arrows anymore, because I jumped into the lava and died. So I had to use my sword next to this very sensitive machine. And I hit the creeper with the sword, not realizing I had fire aspect on the sword. So then I caught on fire because it was too close, and I sprinted away right before it blew up and finally was able to kill it. And I went looking for arrows. Those were my only arrows in the world, by the way. I had all of my arrows on me.
So it was a productive stream, wasn't it?
Yes. So I've hunted in the middle of the night, and I've got more arrows now, but the single player world is a very scary place.
I like using spectral arrows, mainly because then I know I've actually hit something because I'm such a bad aim.
Well, see, and this is why I'm trying to get this storage room done. I have everything to make a gold farm and a piglin bartering system.
Yeah.
Just sitting in shulker boxes. I want to build a guardian farm really soon. Like, I've got all these little farms. I want to go ahead and knock out a tree farm, especially. And I'm just kind of, I had always been waiting until I figured my storage system out. And now I'm close enough.
You don't need a tree farm.
If I have to chop one more mangrove tree by hand.
You just need bamboo.
Oh god, no.
Yeah, for chests and stuff anyway.
Well, I have more chests than I'm ever going to need for the rest of the single player series.
Fair.
Because don't forget, I get to tear down my old storage system, and it's filled to the brim with chests.
The one in your starter house?
Yep.
Are you taking that all out? The bottom floor?
Mm-hmm. So the bottom floor, it's now going to be my villager trading hall.
Okay.
So the house will still have a purpose. And the bottom floor will be brick masons, because that felt right down there. And then I'll have my mending villagers already on the first floor. And then I'll put an unbreaking 3 villager over there, because those are the 2 villagers I use the most. And then I'll do the other ones up in the attic where the bedroom area is.
Be a nice little place there for trading hall.
Yeah, I think it'll work out real good. But then I've done some Channel 64 work. I've made a really cool cave room. I finished it up last night. I was working on it till about like 10:30, 11:30 at night. And it's a home for my 2 LAs that have basically been leashed up all season. Finally built them home. I like it. I like it a lot. It's really good looking. I'm excited to show that one off.
Is that going to be in your next episode?
Yes. That episode, I want to say, is about halfway done already. Basically, by the time you guys hear this, that episode probably already came out.
Nice, nice. I can guarantee it will have come out by the time you listen to this episode.
Yeah. I'll let you go for what you did this month, because you can explain
what I just said.
Yeah.
So, the last few weeks have been me prepping for my vacation, as I've been told I have to say, rather than holiday, because Americans.
Well, if you're going to say holiday around July 4th, I'm just going to shoot fireworks at you in a very American way.
Fair, fair.
America!
But yeah, the start of July, I'm going to be on vacation. That's why you'll probably notice that this episode is, hopefully, shorter than usual, because I have to finish editing the half stack and edit this before I go away, and then schedule everything. So, let's hope that happens.
Yeah, Carl.
Because if it doesn't happen, this episode will come out at the end of July.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've been doing Minecraft-wise is not playing Minecraft.
As often it is with my co-hosts.
Yeah, I'm really channeling Jimbo here. But I have been watching a lot of... So you come home from work, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're tired, but you don't want to go to sleep, because if you go to sleep now, you won't sleep in the nighttime.
Correct.
So instead of me napping at 6-7 o'clock at night, I've been watching replays of Tango's Decked Out streams, and I have been getting into that so much. I haven't watched a lot of Hermitcraft in a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
When Mumbo came back, I was watching a little bit of him, but not very often. And then when I saw, I think I sent you something to do with something Tango had done. So I sent you a message about Tango's video on him doing a decked out user interface map.
Yes.
So using a map and redstone to show like the progress of the cards in the dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
That video is what got me back into watching Hermitcraft, because that is very me.
Yeah.
I loved that episode. And since then, I have basically watched every stream he's done for the past 2 months on Decked Out on his second channel. I love Decked Out 1, and this just looks like a complete different level is an understatement, really. But looks so good. And this is the kind of content that I like. Yeah, building nice things is cool, but programming stuff in Minecraft is just very me. So I've been loving that. And that's about it. We've been doing some stuff behind the scenes. We've got a few things coming up that I can't really talk about at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that should be cool once we get those in place. But yeah, apart from that, working.
Yeah, I'm excited. We have 2 things in the work at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
One of them you're kind of rushing to get set up so I can take over and start working on while you're on vacation.
Yeah, I'm off for a couple of days, so I should be able to get that done. And then you can do some of that while I'm away. And then we should be... We kind of got 3 things going on at once. There's a lot going on.
Yes.
But we'll be able to reveal them shortly, hopefully.
Yeah, it's been a lot slower than we were prepared to be, but it's kind of the way things worked out.
Yeah, especially with Jimbo leaving.
Yeah.
As well, when we started this, we didn't know that was going to happen. So
yeah,
we kind of had to prioritize dealing with that first. Shall we move on to the news?
Yes. And this is old news, and will definitely be old news by the time everyone hears it, so I'm going to go over it real quick.
Can I just say something first?
What you got?
I think we need to sort of say that our news section is always going to be late.
Yes.
Because I see comments, because I get all the feeds from, like, the reviews and stuff like that. And a couple of people say, your news section is very out of date. We're aware. We're aware.
Yes.
I wouldn't recommend getting the latest Minecraft news from us. This is more sort of so we can talk about what's come out recently, more than giving you the news.
I've thought about dropping the news completely because of how far we are behind. But then you read, like, there are some people who are only getting their news from us.
Yeah.
I don't want to not put it in there.
That's always what we, I don't know if we said this publicly, but internally, we always said that the point of the news in this new format of us doing these shows monthly was for us to be able to talk about what they've added, not be the breaker of any news.
Yeah, even though we had that breaking news segment in that one episode.
That was pretty cool, though. I like that.
Yeah. That was recorded, what, 2 weeks after we recorded the news?
Yeah, yeah. And I think still a week before it came out, so it was old when it went out anyway. But yeah, I just wanted to say that because so people don't get the idea that we know it's late. It's fine.
But yeah, 120.1 is out. It's kind of old. It's already been out for like a week or so now. Maybe even 2 weeks. I'm not 100% sure.
Might be 120.2 by the time you listen to this.
Yeah, I should have dated this. But it's out. It's good. I kind of figured, me and Carl had a joke when 120 came out. So I said, how long do you think 120.1 will be before it comes out? And we both guessed about a week, and that's what it took.
Yeah, with all big releases like this, there's going to be...
Yes.
You know, you see it with all kinds of software. You see it with phone operating systems, games. When they come out with a brand new big version, there's always something that slips through the net, even though they've done so many snapshots and or betas or pre-releases. There's always going to be something big that gets through that process.
Mm-hmm.
You always end up finding it after you release something. So it was inevitable, really.
Yeah. The next big thing, if you haven't been tracking some Xbox news, you might not notice this, but Microsoft has been trying to acquire Activision, their big title being Call of Duty, for a while. Microsoft has very much fallen behind in the console wars, not necessarily because of the console, but because Sony and the Nintendo Switch have such great first-party games.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of dedicated titles to those consoles. So Microsoft, in exchange, is trying to purchase a company to kind of fill the void of such. And it's being blocked in America. A lot of people are calling it a monopoly buy, so it can't happen. But what it's done is it's brought a lot of things forward, such as Microsoft was considering holding Minecraft to just Microsoft consoles and PCs. Dungeons was supposed to be an Xbox and PC exclusive, but it did eventually ship to all platforms. Those of you who are waiting for your PS5 version of Minecraft still haven't gotten it. Xbox is saying it's PlayStation's fault, and PlayStation's saying it's Microsoft's fault. So you're probably not getting a PlayStation 5 version of Minecraft anytime soon.
Yeah, I believe it's also been blocked by the UK Competition Authority as well.
Okay, so the UK too.
Yeah, we've blocked it as well.
Well, and now they're also talking about buying Bungie, whose big game is Destiny right now. They're known for the Halo series. It's nuts what's going on.
I think Microsoft is such a big company, and you see this so much with massive companies buying all these. I mean, Activision isn't like a tiny company, but like buying up IP to the point where you see Amazon do this a lot as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a problem.
Yes.
And I think the competition authorities are right to block it.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of when Microsoft had to invest in Apple to stop the US authorities coming after them. literally Microsoft saved Apple back in the day, because if they hadn't and Apple had gone under, then the US Markets Authority would have been all over them for monopoly and stuff like that. And we all remember the browser wars as well, where they had to give you a pop-up in, I think it was Vista? I don't remember. But like one of the earlier Windows operating systems where they had to actually go, do you want to use Internet Explorer or do you want to use Chrome or Firefox or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
And I think Microsoft trying to go down the road of keeping Minecraft Microsoft only is not a great way of showing the competition authorities that they're wrong.
Right. An easy way to simplify my fears are look at any kind of streaming you have going on right now. Back in the day, we only had like two or three streaming sites,
mm-hmm.
and you could watch everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, if you want that same library that you had 5 years ago, you need to have like 20 streaming sites.
Yeah.
And they all cost money. There's a lot of greed involved with this whole market nowadays. And to see gaming really start to go that way, it's kind of scary.
Yeah. I get that completely. Like, you used to just need a Netflix account and you'd have basically everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Netflix is arguably has not a very strong library. There's only like two shows that I watch on there that are Netflix originals. The rest of it's stuff they've licensed.
Yeah, one of the big reasons I switched to PC and built my own PC was Steam was such a good library for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
And you can start to see, like, the Origins taking over. What's the other one? Epic.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
it's not great. Let's put it that way.
No.
I think, especially with Minecraft, they have to be very careful with that.
Yeah.
We are a community that will tell them if we think they're not playing ball.
And it's the best-selling game in the world.
Exactly.
You're really going to cut off a ton of your market just to stick it to someone?
That is what I don't get. My philosophy, if I was a game designer or a game studio, would be, I want this on as many platforms and as many devices as we can physically support it on.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what Mojang does.
Yeah, to a degree.
We complain because we all know the cell phone version of the game can hold us back. But I'm all for trying to get that out to as many hands as possible.
I've always said that Dungeons could be on an iPad and it would work beautifully and it would look gorgeous. But they just won't do it because it's owned by Microsoft.
Dungeons is such a good looking game. Yeah.
That's the only reason that I can see that Dungeons is not on iPad. And I would buy it if it was on iPad and I would play it.
I forgot you have no access to Dungeons.
I have no access. My Minecraft launcher has four things on it. Three of them I can't play.
Mm.
It says not available on this device, not available on this device. It's like, why? Because you're owned by Microsoft. That's why.
For those wanting to, Carl's a very Apple-y person.
Yeah, and so is, like,
a lot of people. Yeah.
You know, Apple sells 100 million iPhones a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have 1 billion active users. It's not a small market.
Mm-mm.
If they put Dungeons on iPad, it would rock to the top of the gaming charts on the App Store within hours.
I could not disagree with you at all on that point. I think you're exactly right.
You know, there's indie game studios that are able to support Apple products. Prison Architect was made by Introversion Software, which is a little small UK game studio based out of London. They made a Mac version. It's not the fact that they can't do it, it's that they don't want to do it, and that's what annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
You're holding this back purely out of spite.
I'm going to go into a little bit of happier stuff. The Trails and Tales event happened this past weekend. It was a custom map created by Hive, and I went on Bedrock.
Oh my.
And played on it. What?
Played on Bedrock?
I played on Bedrock for you guys.
Crazy.
No, it popped up, and I never thought I had a Bedrock account. I know technically I did because my PS4 version was updated to Bedrock.
Uh-huh.
But I had never done it on the PC or whatever. And it said, hey, you just click log in and you're good to go.
Yeah, because they moved them to Microsoft account.
Everything was migrated. Yeah. And my Bedrock account did get migrated. I didn't realize it did, but it did.
That's something I like. There you go, Microsoft. There's a plus for you. That's something I like.
Yeah. I hit login, and sure enough, Duds Versus popped right in. It let me create a new skin, which I thought, okay, this is very cool, Mojang. I have to applaud the skin creator. Us Javas know we draw our skins pixel by pixel.
Mm-hmm.
And then, do you remember how Hytale was going to do their skin creator when they showed it off, I don't know, like 7 years ago?
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. But like, you would pick pieces, like you would pick a hair design, you'd pick an eye shape.
Okay.
You'd pick a mouth shape. Well, that's in Bedrock now.
Nice.
It probably has been in Bedrock a long time.
Probably.
But I didn't. So I was starting to play around and stuff. I spent way too long in this stupid creator. I probably spent an hour going through all just the free stuff. I wasn't going to spend any money. Because that's my big thing. If you can't offer an ample selection for free, then you have no right to charge money for a better selection.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say, there is a very good selection for most things.
Okay. Most things.
Yeah, I started designing my guy, and I went, man, this guy kind of looks like a pirate. And then I saw they had the cybernetic arms and legs. Kind of like if you had an arm or leg amputated, you could put a robot arm in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I made a cybernetic pirate, and it was very cool. But when it comes to like arms and legs, you didn't really have much choice there that were free. And backpack. When it came to the backpack, you had no free options. You had to pay.
Ooh.
And I went, that's kind of mean.
Although, it's an accessory.
Yes.
Not really part of your main character. So I can forgive that.
And I will say, it's a great way for Mojang continue to earn money when they give out free updates and stuff. So I'm not going to hound them too bad on it. Because like I said, there was a very good free selection.
Yeah, let's remember something here. We bought this game for 20 quid years ago.
$25? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you know, in real money, we spent 20 quid.
Yeah.
You know, free updates and everything like that. So yeah, they need to make money, obviously. Mm-hmm. It's a business. Doing it on accessories like that is, I think that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, I played on the map. It was very gorgeous. The only thing I don't like is they did a lot of texture changes that can't be done in vanilla. Especially without a really good mod pack.
Yeah.
And I've shied away from that. Like, doing it in a data pack's pretty cool because anyone can just put a data pack in a folder. So I've always considered data packs really vanilla.
Yeah.
But these were some full-on modded texture signs and stuff. Looked beautiful. But I went, the normal person just can't do that. So it's kind of false advertising. There was some cool stuff like camel hats and sniffer balloons and ice creams you could eat. Some parkour minigames. I attempted the parkour minigame. I found that using the keyboard and mouse was a little bit easier, except for when I needed to sprint jump. Because my P key cannot reach the sprint key on a keyboard, which is why I use a controller. There were some roller coasters and stuff. It was cool. It was a fun map. It was a great way to try out Bedrock for a little bit, even though it's just an adventure map. I will stick to Java, I will say. Bedrock ran a little rough, and I got a little motion sick by the end of it. But it was fun. It was great to give it a special event and a try.
Sounds cool. Sounds cool.
It was.
Maybe they'll let me play it one day. Anyway.
Yeah, let's move on to the polls because we're quickly running out of time.
As we always are.
Yeah. Spotify poll. Would you feel guilty using free cam in your world? We had 33% say yes. The rest of you guys said no. I've got no problem with free cam. I love free cam. It's all about how you use it.
Yeah.
When I use free cam, it's usually to find problems with redstone or make sure I can line something up without digging into another room.
I've come around more to it since last episode.
Yeah.
I feel like I was very against it. I was more playing devil's advocate, but...
Yeah. I mean, do I see spawners in my world? Yes, I know where there's a lot of spawners. Am I immediately going and being like, yeah, take advantage of this? No.
No.
most of the time I forget they're there, and I end up stumbling across a few of them every once in a while. Like, I was down in my mines, in my single-player world, grabbing some stone, whatever, well, cobblestone, because I need some of that, and I heard skeletons. I'm like, why is there skeletons near me? And I noticed, hey, yep, there are two skelly spawners right there.
Bone meal farm.
Yeah, I might make that into a farm in my single-player world at some point. But yeah, it's all about how you use it.
Yeah.
People that are purposely using it to sneaky and cheat, I don't like. People who are using it to help the world and who find stuff like I found spawned, it's your world. Do what you want.
Yeah, and YouTube broke my poll. So good job, YouTube.
Yeah, we have no YouTube poll this time. Thank you guys for voting on that YouTube poll. You voted so hard. It broke it.
Basically, what happened was I set the poll up properly with the episode name and the episode poll. And when YouTube published it, they decided to remove the question from the poll, which is helpful. So there's a bug there, YouTube. You need to go and sort out your community tab.
Yeah, figure that out.
Figure that out, please. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, like you say, it's about how you use it, which is fine. Tango was saying, like, he couldn't build decked out without pre-cam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's got to line up the droppers and the hopper mine carts to take in the compass and give you the artifacts and stuff through the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And he would have to run round to the block, take the coordinates, run back, line it up underneath, and then go back and check and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, well, let's not also forget, for us content creators, we all have camera accounts.
Yeah.
Those are just accounts that stay in spectator mode 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
So what FreeCam is doing is just allowing us not to have to sign in a second account.
Mm-hmm.
And we can save a lot of time and just scope stuff out.
And computer resources, because running two Minecrafts yes. at the same time is not fun for any computer.
Oh, man. The RAM usage on my PC just goes through the roof.
Yeah, and then if you're streaming at the same time with both of those accounts.
Oh.
It's just not apt, is it?
Little smoke starts coming out of the top of it.
That's the polls.
I love FreeCam. Listener comments. I've got a question from Boone. They ask, what's your opinion on the new Trail Ruins and Cherrywood? For me, I like them both because it makes the bleh, words. I like them because it makes. Oh, well, nope. That was a typo.
Do you want to start that again?
I'm trying to think. I probably just typed it wrong. I'm very confused what the question is. What's your opinion on the new trend? For me, I like them because it makes the play explore the world in the way one.
Player.
Player. It auto corrected. That's what it is.
There you go.
Because I straight up copied it. It looks identical to the way it is on Discord. There was an autocorrect. Yeah.
Yeah.
Player explore the world the way that 119 tried to do. You're right. And that this new update has players exploring more so than 119 did.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I have not played on 120 yet. So I can tell you from the videos I've watched and the pictures, I very much like the shards. As a reward in the pots and stuff, I think that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you for servers, it's gonna suck.
Yeah.
Because have you ever played on a server for a month and then tried to explore a shipwreck? They gone.
Here's an idea. It would be nice if Mojang could have that be per player on a server rather than per world.
Oh, okay. I get what you're saying.
You use your little brush and you get your artifact out. Your little shard. You go down there again and try and do it again, nothing happens. But if a different player on the server goes down there, uses their little brush to sweep it away, they get another pottery shard.
Well, here's the problem. When you sweep it away, it doesn't stay suspicious gravel or sand. It just turns into regular gravel or sand.
But it could do. It could stay suspicious, and the artifact will only come out of it if it's a different player who is brushing it.
I don't know. I think that's a lot of information for a server or a world to try to remember.
Nah, it's easy.
Because in the beginning, it's not going to be bad. It's going to be fine. But I'm thinking 365 days later, that stupid suspicious sand was touched by 20 people.
Think about what other stuff the game logs. It logs all of your deaths, what creature killed you. You can go into the statistics screen and see how many times you've crafted a powered rail. How many times you've opened a shulker box. This game is logging a lot of information about you. Is that really a stretch?
But see, if we go to our main topic, I have a fix for this.
Okay, well, we'll talk about that later then.
We'll talk about that later.
But that's my idea anyway.
Yeah. That being said, I don't like cherry wood. I think it's ugly.
Ooh.
I'm very much on the Carl train, the way he was with Blackstone. As someone who has cherry cheese near him, they don't look like that.
Blackstone that's purple, you mean?
Yeah, purple stone.
And then deep slate that's actually black, because that makes sense.
Yeah, well, now we have purple cherry wood.
I think I'm going to sort of disagree with you slightly.
Oh, what?
Ugh. I like the bark.
It's just obsidian. It's knockoff obsidian.
Yeah, but you can mix it with obsidian.
I need my obsidian to look more obsidian. Have some cherry wood.
Yeah, but that's what I mean, texturing.
Yeah.
I like the bark. I don't like the wood. It's too pink. But I like the bark. I will say that. I don't know. Obviously, I want my gray wood that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
I want that so bad. But cherry, I don't like the wood. The buttons might work in certain situations.
Mm-hmm.
The signs might work in certain situations. But the actual planks and fences and stuff, no, I don't like.
It doesn't help. Everyone I've watched build with cherry wood just does everything pink, pink, pink. Everything's pink. And I'm like, guys, it would go really good if you would trim it in some different colors. And if they do trim it in different colors, it's just quartz. So it's pink and white, pink and white. It's like, oh God, please use something different.
Yeah, I think if you were to use it in a way sparingly as part of a palette, but as like a really low usage in that palette, I think it could work really well.
Yeah.
It's when you try and use, like you say, everything in cherry. It does not work. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. I will say the way they've done the carpet petals is brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
And I why we can't have that for every flower, I don't know.
Yeah.
But the ability to put multiple flowers in one space.
Yeah.
Is something I think people have been asking for since the beginning of flowers.
Yeah, that's really nice. I like that.
But if you like that feature, you can only like it in the color pink.
Which is a shame.
I think what doesn't help is we have this update. And then we have the Barbie movie in here over here in America with just advertisements everywhere. Everything you look at on a daily basis is pink.
Yeah.
So being in the Minecraft community and then the cinema community is just pink this summer. And pink was already not one of my top colors. It's just like, I'm going to gouge my eyes out.
Yeah. We have a question from Warrior Queen Caitlin.
Mm-hmm.
If you'd had... Yeah, reading is hard.
It's not so easy, is it?
I haven't read this before, so that might be the problem.
Yeah.
If you'd had to pick your favorite combination of an armor trim, what would it be from the helmet to the boots?
I typed in Minecraft armor trim generator.
Got it.
But it's called mindtrim.com.
Yeah, we'll leave a link to that in the show notes as well for you guys to go to.
It might be a little buggy because if you look at I uploaded a picture to you of my armor trim settings. The leggings are gold, but they're a copper color. And I don't know if trims work like that in Minecraft. If so, that's a bad thing, Mojang. Like, no, stop doing that. Gold should be gold. Copper should be copper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking it's a glitch in the website.
Probably. No doubt.
The people who made the website says it's very early. Like, we kind of threw it together to give people away so they didn't waste time looking for all the armor trims so that you could figure out which ones you were wanting to go for. I would go with full netherite armor. Obviously, it's still the best armor. No point not doing it.
The rest of them just don't look very good, to be honest.
Yeah. You still look like a smurf if you have diamond armor, and you look like a noob in iron armor. But for practical uses, I wear some things down. I will forget, even with mending on, I'll forget to repair a lot of stuff. So the more durability and the fact that it's fire resistant is a good thing. But yeah, all netherite. And then I've got the ward for the helmet, the snout for my chest plate, rib for my pants, and wild for my boots. And I want it all copper coloring. I have gold for the ribbed pants, but that's because the copper coloring looked off.
Mm-hmm.
When I use it again, I think it's a glitch with the website, but that's the design. I probably won't ever do it because I'm very much all for the invisible armor.
Yeah.
Look at my skin texture instead. That being said, I do plan on collecting all the trims in my single player world, just to kind of put them on a shelf and stuff and make it look nice.
I have sort of two for my main one. Obviously, all Neverite, because we've discussed.
Mm-hmm.
But I like it to be kind of not in your face. A lot of these patterns are kind of like very in your face. I like more subtle, personally.
Or they are a single line.
Yeah. If I use the rib for everything,
mm-hmm.
and then I have lapis on the helmet, quartz on the chest plate, and lapis on the pants and boots, that gives a really nice sort of subtle blue at the top and bottom, and then that really nice quartz color in the middle of your trim.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's kind of, if you want kind of like a subtle armor trim, I think that's a really good one to go for. But we've also got, if we leave the colors the same, the lapis, quartz, lapis, lapis, and we change it to the Vex pattern,
mm-hmm.
you get the nice sort of like shirt in the middle of it, in the middle of your chest plate, and that's kind of like your going out armor, your kind of posh armor. The one you go to a restaurant in.
Your formal armor?
Your formal armor. So I've got formal armor and I've got informal armor.
Oh, that could be fun.
But again, yeah, having invisible armor is...
Yeah.
You know, when you've got such a nice skin like we have.
Yeah.
You want to show it off, don't you?
I had made a new skin about a month or two ago that I really like, that I'm waiting to put into the world. I don't know if it's going to be a single player skin or a Channel 64 skin, but I had a lot of fun making it, and I don't want to hide it behind armor.
Yeah.
Especially considering, so this was so like people could differentiate themselves. The amount of people I've seen just wear complete silence armor trim, head to toe.
Yeah.
Definitely outnumbers the people doing different things. There are people doing different things, obviously, but a lot of them are still just wearing silence from head to toe.
Is that one that's really easy to get then, I'm assuming?
No, it is the hardest one to get.
Oh, okay. That surprises me.
But it's the one that it covers the armor.
Yeah, yeah.
1-to-1 ratio of trim to armor. So you can really get some customization going in there. So a lot of people are choosing it.
Yeah, I'm more of a subtle kind of guy.
Same here.
Yeah, than a show-offy kind of person, so.
But thank you guys for those comments. But before we move on to Creator Clash, here's Jimbo with a reminder of how you can get a discount on your own Minecraft server from Bisect Hosting.
You can get a discount on your own Minecraft server through our partnership with Bisect Hosting, offering our community 25% off any game server for their first month. This is for new clients only. Visit bisecthosting.com/TWE and use the code TWE at checkout to receive the discount.
All right, guys, welcome to Creator Clash. This time your choices were better hanging signs, painting table for custom, for crafting custom. Oh, my Lord. Carl, why are we recording this after work when I'm so tired?
Because the other option was recording it after I'd been at work.
Crafting custom player heads. And then shulker box names. You can make the names of shulker box visible from the outside.
And the winner of Creator Clash is... shulker box names! Woo! Why?
The one I thought had no chance of winning. The way I chose this one, I assumed the painting table was going to win, obviously.
Obviously.
I thought better hanging signs wouldn't win because hanging signs were already really new. So for them to have a upgrade already would throw people off. But the shulker box names, I threw in there as a utilitary upgrade. And I was like, I would use this, but I don't think it'll win. And it turns out it won.
We were both very wrong.
Very wrong.
So enjoy making a stream out of that.
Yeah. That being said, the better hanging signs, I will definitely be using that. I've watched a couple videos where people are using it, and Bojang, come on.
Yeah.
Like, I've watched some people throw potions up on the hanging sign to represent a potion shop, and it's straight up medieval signs. It's great.
Yeah, I've seen a couple too. It looks really good when you have the items on there. Much better than just having writing on it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're happy we got the editing and the writing on both sides. We're happy about that.
Yes, 100%.
But That's you know, turn it up a notch.
120.2?
Nah, come on, 121. Can't expect too much.
Okay. But yeah, I'm super excited. Supposedly you're going to be able to name your shulker boxes in an anvil, and then when you hover your cursor over the shulker box, the name will pop up above it as if it's a player name. Therefore, you don't have to open the shulker box. So when you have that big chest monster of shulker boxes, you're not constantly doing the clunk, 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 clunk. Oh, there are my stairs. I'm pulling them out.
That's going to be so useful for someone who always has like a storage system in their ender chest using shulker boxes.
Mm-hmm.
I've done several videos on that, on the system that I have. That is going to be so useful when I'm filling those shulker boxes up, because I can lay them all on the floor and I can just see the name. Because there's only 16 colors, so you end up using colors a couple of times. You end up using brown for dirts and your coarse dirt and your wood. And you end up using red a couple of times, one for redstone, one for potions maybe, one for the nether, so you use it three times. So having all these shulker boxes is great, but a lot of them are the same color.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a bit difficult. Having the names on top of them when you're trying to fill them up is going to be really, really useful. And when you're building as well with them, having them laid out in a row, knowing which of your brown shulker boxes has your stairs in rather than your, you know, moss blocks in.
Mm-hmm. Well, last week, you guys picked Fresh Animations. I kind of thought that was going to win, and I messed up a bit. I don't play with Optifine. I'm a Sodium user, and the mod itself was made mainly for Optifine, but there was a version of Sodium out there. So I used the Sodium version because that's the version I like playing on. And while some of the models really, really got confused. So, like, I think Sheep and pigs.
Made a great thumbnail, though. Made a great thumbnail.
Some of those animations got real messed up. Some of them worked just fine. It was cool to see. I could see why people really like it. It really does bring a new life, a freshness to your world. It was cool. Definitely check out the stream replay. Carl's got that up on the Withering Effect channel on YouTube. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
Yeah, it looked really cool.
And scary.
Yeah, it was a bit. And it looked really good. I like it. Adding different animations to what we're used to the game really, like, elevates it. Yeah, really good stream to watch as well, because there was some really weird stuff.
Yes.
Those pink creepers.
Yeah. So, main topic, I was watching Etho, and he was going over the 120 update, and there were a couple mentions that there seemed to be missed opportunities with 120, and I went, you know what, that's a really good idea for topics. It's not to put down the items, per se, in 120, because I do like the things we got in the update. Whether or not I feel it's a complete update is up for grabs. What we did get, I do like. I'm not going to use cherry wood as much, but pots and stuff I really want to use. I wanted to start with what Etho mentioned is on the chiseled bookshelves. It's really great how we can put the individual books in the shelves, but you still don't know what that book is unless you remember it or have to open the GUI to look at the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of felt like the chiseled bookshelf was going to be a way to not go in the GUI. And it doesn't do that. And I have to admit, I didn't think about it until he said it. It would be a lot better to have less GUI in this game. Because this game is very much not mining and crafting. It's crafting in a GUI. Mining in a GUI.
Yeah.
Sorting in a GUI. Like, I don't realize how often we open the GUI until he said something. It's like, yeah, it would have been cool to not have to open the GUI to know what book that is.
Yeah.
And it could just be as simple as when you pull the book out, it says Enchanted Book on the bottom of the screen. Like, it says it on the screen. Why could it not just say Mending or Unbreaking 3? We already know a Mending book is an Enchanted Book.
Yep, that's very true. Unless you make a conscious effort to put all of your Mending books in one chiseled bookshelf and all of your Unbreaking books in another one.
Correct, right.
And then I believe they don't have a color per book, it's just random colors.
Each spot is designated a certain color
Okay.
For the book.
So if the books had a certain color, you'd have a load of red books on one, load of blue books on another, and they would be obviously different books. That would be one way to help.
Yeah, because right now it's this slot will always be a yellow book. This slot will always be a blue book.
Yeah, that's an option. But unless you make a conscious effort to do that and then put signs above them saying what books are in there, which is not the best.
Mm-hmm.
Hanging signs maybe coming off the side of them, maybe could look cool in like a bookshop.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's ways to improve it, definitely.
And it definitely feels like it's an easy fix.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I kind of want to stress that. Like, I don't think we're asking for the world. Just change where it says enchanted book.
Yeah.
To maybe add a line underneath that that says what the enchantment is. Or if it's a written book, maybe it says signed or unsigned underneath it.
Well, written books have a name, so you could just use that.
That too. And if it's blank, it just says blank underneath it.
Mm-hmm.
My fix for the shards. I'm saying shards because I found out, even though it's spelled sherds,
yeah,
it's still pronounced shards. I saw a lot of people calling it sherds in videos and go, yes, the name changed, but supposedly it's still pronounced shards, so I'm going to keep calling it shards. But Carl can vow, my notes say sherds.
They do, and I don't really understand why they made that change. It seemed completely unnecessary.
I don't either, but I'm going with it. My big problem with shards is playing on an SMP. Those things are going to get gone fast.
Mm-hmm.
And they are cool. They are one of my more favorite items in the update. I want a lot of pots to have a lot of shards. So collecting them and stuff, yeah, that's fun. I play it on SMP with a lot of players who can put in a lot of time. A lot more time than me. Shards are going to go quick.
Yep.
Now, I had a mother who worked in a ceramic.
Ooh.
Ceramic store. She knows how to make pots and stuff like that. What you could do is copy the shards like the armor trims, introduce a new form of mud. If you combine mud and a shard, you get a clay mold.
Okay.
And you can have a mold of whatever shard you had.
Interesting.
And then from that mold, you can then make a new shard. So thus, you wouldn't have to, it would put an end to exploring once you have every different kind of shard.
Mm-hmm.
Which may be the downfall, but for us server players, I consider it a welcome one.
So, I already know what the question for this episode is going to be. Whose idea is better?
Oh.
Yours with that, or mine about just having it per player?
Yeah.
So, vote on that poll on Spotify and hopefully YouTube if I can make it work.
And remember, Dud's mama said this is how you did it.
Sure.
But no, I mean, that's how they did it in the ceramic shop.
Mm-hmm.
Is they got a piece, if a pot they liked or a design they liked. I remember it was Easter time and there was a rabbit mold.
Okay.
That was a pot you could put flowers in the top of, and it had broke. So they got molding clay out and pressed it, all the little pieces, into the molding clay, fired the molding clay in the kiln, and then that created a new mold for them. And they put it together and they were able to make a new one. It wasn't as perfect as the other. They had to do some detailing in parts of the cracks or whatever. But for the most part, it was almost exact.
Nice.
I think you could be able to do it in Minecraft.
Yeah.
Staying on pots. A lot of the little fixes I have to do with pots, we should be able to color pots.
Oh, definitely.
And dye them and stuff. That happened back then. People dyed and colored their pots. We know this because we have found colored pots.
Imagine how cool that would be if, say, you...
Right?
If you had a game within Minecraft, right, where you got a trophy, like a bronze, silver, and gold trophy.
Yeah.
Those were the prizes, a physical, like, trophy in a minigame in Minecraft. That would be so cool.
I mean, that's definitely going to happen on some of the minigame servers, but I'm talking, like, using the 16 colors to...
Yeah.
Just...
No, that's what I mean, yeah.
Dye the pot. I know the pots have the gold band around them once you've made them. You can leave it gold. I don't think that'd be a big problem. Plus, it would allow players to use blank pots for building.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, imagine one of them pots on top of a wall as part of a building.
Right.
In the same color.
My first thought is stacking two pots and then andesite walls on top of that for three spots and then two more pots to do the top. It'd be a very cool pillar.
Definitely.
Pretty cool. And to be able to color it the right color, just that'd work great. It sounds like it would be an easy fix.
We'll have to go search and see if there's a mod that we can find for Create a Clash that does that.
Oh, definitely. My next one, why can't we store anything in the pots? That's what pots were used for back then, was to store things. Even if it's just a stack, just one stack of items. I want to be able to hold as much as a bundle can in a pot. Make it where you can't pick up the pot if there's something in it. If you need a reason for us to not carry items around in pots, like...
Not gonna lie, I totally forgot bundles were a thing.
Yeah.
Are they actually in the game?
I think they are, quietly. I don't know. The amount of people I've seen go up to a pot, click on it with a too tall plant though.
Yeah.
And go, wait, I can't put this in there? It's kind of sad too.
Yeah, that is a bit weird.
If I can't store anything in it, at least let me put a too tall plant. That'd be nice.
Yeah, you could like click on it and it just has one inventory slot.
Now, I know you can put a flower pot on top of a pot and then put a flower in it. I want a home for the too tall guys.
Yeah, that does seem like a weird omission.
Missed opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Wink, wink. Nod, nod. The next one we talked about earlier, items on hanging signs. I saw it in the streams. I saw it on some YouTube episodes. It looks really cool. I'm going to use it. There is already a data pack for it. You didn't vote for it.
But we're going to talk about it anyway.
I'm not going to talk about it that long. But I do believe it's a missed opportunity. I didn't think about it till I saw it in action, and it is very cool.
Yeah, like you say, for like shops and stuff, that would be a game changer.
Yeah, very cool.
Just having it like in front of, like you build silos a lot in your worlds.
Yes.
And just having a hanging sign in front of it on the block in front with one of the items in there.
It'd be so cool.
Yeah, it would look so much better than just having an item frame there with it.
Mm-hmm. The last one. Why don't torch flowers produce light if you're going to call them torch flowers? Like, even if it's just like 7 light levels like lichen. See, this is the problem I had with the sniffer, is when they announced the sniffer, they said we would get ancient plants, but they also said ancient plants won't do anything. And then people still voted for the sniffer and then complained when the flowers didn't do anything. It's like, Mojang told us they weren't going to do anything.
People don't listen.
Well, I think naming the torch flower was a good jab in the ribs.
Yeah, it's like they did that on purpose. Go, ha, see.
Yeah. Well, I think it is based off of a real plant. That was like
probably
way back when. And obviously that plant probably didn't glow, but...
It's a video game.
Yeah, in the terms of Minecraft, it'd be really cool to have a flower that glow. I mean, we already have glowberries and stuff. And glowberries are cool, but you can only hang glowberries from certain blocks. So now I have a torch item I can put on the ground that's decorative, so I don't have to use a torch. Seems like a good... Because it's not doing the same thing as glowberries. Glowberries hang... These guys go on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like they can do the same thing without being the same thing, and it wouldn't feel counteractive.
Even if it's less than lichen, like it's like a 2 or 3.
Yeah, I don't know. That seems really like wasteful.
Yeah, but then we've got a full range of like light levels.
I guess.
I like ranges.
Or maybe you can bone meal a full grown one to produce more light. I don't know.
That'd be cool. Like, if you could bone meal it and it cycles through 5 light levels to get the perfect one for your build.
Yeah, a lot of people would like that.
Mm-hmm.
I just think calling something a torch flower that doesn't produce light.
Yeah.
It's kind of mean.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think that's going to do it for today's show. Before I have Carl read us out, I want to say a huge thank you to all of our patrons who are supporting our show. Our milk level patrons are Arrington, Omni, Bobo Plays Games, Fragile Rock, and Loki. If you too would like to get access to exclusive benefits and extra content each month, please consider joining at patreon.com/thewizardingeffect.
If you like this episode, you can share it with your friends and on social media. If you listen on Spotify, rate and follow us so you never miss a future episode. Or if you listen on Apple Podcasts, leave us a nice review. And you can also follow us on Apple Podcasts now as well. They've added that in the recent iOS update, so go and do that as well, guys. We're nearly at 1,000 followers on Apple Podcasts and nearly at 3,000 on Spotify.
Nice.
Yeah, go click those buttons for us, guys, please. Thank you. Doing any of these helps the show reach more listeners. If you would like to get in contact with us, send an email to podcast@thewitheringeffect.com. Tweet us, leave a voice message, or join our Discord, where you can have a chat with everyone who works on the show and fellow listeners. All the links are in the show notes.
This show has been brought to you by our digital producer, Carl, / co-host for the time being, and myself. The amazing music you hear throughout the show is created by the one and only Decoy. Everyone's social media info can be found in the show notes. You guys have been awesome. Thank you so much for getting withered with us. You should probably go drink your milk now. Bye.
See you guys.
Oh. Okay, so my power's flickering.
Oh, dear.
If for some reason we're disconnected, it's because there is a thunderstorm over. Like, the next county over was getting hail the size of oranges.
Jeez.
So I might yelp and then we lose power.
Nice. We'll see what happens.
There's that.